Hayam Sharifi, member of Slavs and Tatars, on their focus on the Eurasian region and cultures.
We're interested in this region primarily because it falls through the cracks of people's geographical understandings. It's largely Muslim, quite largely Russophone, Russian-speaking, but was not in Russia, namely by colonial reasons. And it's quite a significantly placed in Asia, but has not been under Chinese rule. So it's a little bit of a kind of a buffer region in the sense that it's between the former Russian Empire or the Soviet sphere, the former Persian Empire, the Ottoman Empires, and the Muslim world.
With its Dresdener Gitter, the collective deliberately wanted to highlight the question of how crowds of people are controlled, says Payam Sharifi, and...
As a metaphor for literacy and reading, in the sense that reading and literacy were guarded by the religious establishment and by the political sort of elites for several hundred years before they were sort of allowed to be democratized. You know, we're interested in the act of reading as a collective act. Reading, for the largest part of its history, has been a collective experience. It's only been 150, maybe 200 years since that we start to read privately and quietly. Until the 19th century, reading was a public and oral performative act. It was something that was done for people together with other people. And we're trying to reclaim this idea of a collective understanding of reading. Whenever you start talking about collectives and sort of gatherings, of course, you have to address the issue of populism in the sense that there seems to be a rotting of the social contract between, let's say, states and their constituents and the publics. And this Gitter refers to the impact that reading can have as a kind of civilizing force. If we, together as a society, reading the same materials, meaning a kind of a common canon or a common knowledge base, then it's much more likely for us to be functioning as a healthy society. And with today's social media and sort of the fragmentation of the media landscape in general, it's much harder for that common sort of lived knowledge to exist.